A study was conducted at Pennington Biomedical Research Center in Baton Rouge to determine what impact, if any, exergaming had on weight loss. And the focus was adolescent girls. Exergaming, if you don't already know, are video games that require physical activity, kind of like the Nintendo Wii. But this study used Kinect for Xbox, which has no remote. Instead, you are the remote, and the girls had to dance.
And so when you play the game, you see characters on the screen modeling those dance moves. And so you have to move your arms and legs to play, or else you don't get as many points and you're not going to win the game.
Dr. Amanda Stiano was lead researcher. She invited 41 local girls aged 14 to 18 who were overweight or obese to participate. For 3 hours a week over 3 months, they came to Pennington to play two games. Leg and abdominal fat decreased, but overall total weight loss averaged only half a kilogram, about a pound.
So certainly not clinically significant. We want that weight loss to be more.
However, psychologically, the girls' self-esteem improved, and surprisingly, bone density increased, something Stiano was not anticipating.
Typically, it takes longer duration and frequency of exercise before you start seeing benefits for bone density.
Which is important for these girls. Bone density develops within the window between your adolescence and late 20s. And while the study was fun, the purpose of it was serious.
Children today are expected to have shorter lives than their parents because of predominantly obesity and its related diseases.
And Stiano says childhood obesity in Louisiana is on the rise. For WRKF, I'm Frank Barnett.
Support for healthcare and science coverage on Louisiana's Lab comes from Bazil, Saxe & Wilson, serving the legal and business needs of people and companies throughout Louisiana, and from ExxonMobil Baton Rouge, supporting education in science, technology, engineering, and math.